The proposed pipeline would connect natural gas fields of Pennsylvania and West Virginia with areas of growing energy demand in Virginia and North Carolina. Opponents include conservationists who say it will leave a permanent bare right-of-way, some of it through natural forest land. Ernie Reed with Wild Virginia.
125 to 150-foot swath. They have to be sure that no trees will grow on that area.
Opponents also cite potential disruptions to affected landowners, but the industry says it takes every step possible to minimize the impact. Don Santa is president of the Interstate Gas Association of America.
So it's a very extensive process in which there's a lot of scrutiny in terms of finding the least disruptive route for the proposed pipeline.
Governor McAuliffe has already weighed in, saying the proposed pipeline would diversify Virginia's energy mix, reduce carbon emissions, and help build a new economy. Evan Jones, WFIR News.